This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, hit the music.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Carrington, before you get to Vernal, you know the hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and learn land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
Hey, Rob, can you pull the phone up? I don't know what's happening with my phone. Oh, there it goes. I've had to hit a button. Somebody hit a button earlier when they were coming in here to fix things. My apologies here. I was a little confused for a second. Let's go to the phone lines to be joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, who is in Surprise, Arizona. Vern, how you doing, my man? How surprised?
It's great, man. Listen, I just spoke with my wife. I was just talking with Rob a moment ago. It's very nice here, but I do not want to gloat because I'm about 80 degrees warmer than you guys.
I mean, I would be gloating. I mean, that's one of the perks of the job, that your job just sends you to Phoenix, Arizona in February.
My job's one giant perk.
No, that's fair. No, that is. At times it hasn't felt like that. Like, you had to watch some bad Royals baseball in June, July, and August. But now it definitely is a perk.
No doubt. No doubt. But even in those bad times, there's another team playing, and that other team normally had really good players.
All right. So let's just start with this. I know this is like an open-ended big picture question, but I'm happy to, like, what's the tone? What are you feeling? You communicate with Royals fans, maybe than anybody in the world. What is the tone? What is the feeling about this team as baseball season is right around the corner?
Yeah, I'd say confidence. Listen, it normally, at least for me, it doesn't take me all that long to feel the vibe, to understand if the team is on the same page. And, you know, the messaging that I'm hearing from ownership, the front office, coaching staff, players, it's much like last year. It's in unison, top to bottom. And look, last year that team thought they had what it took. They knew they had some talent. But they were ready to make a sacrifice to achieve the goal of October. And that, to a man last year in spring training, was true. These guys were not interested in any silver linings. They wanted to win and give this city a winner. Okay. So they did that. But what they also did in the process, and what's really coming through inside that clubhouse right now, is – almost to a man. Okay, maybe not a Michael Wacha, who's already been to a World Series, a Salvi, a Bobby. I'm not talking about the all-stars, the superstars, or even the very good players. I'm talking about the guys that are the lightning rods of that team. Those guys, I think, found either a self-belief because they thrived on a big stage and helped push a team into the postseason. So they either found self-belief, or they had a real come-to-Jesus moment this offseason because they had such a great time last year, or at least the team had such a great time, but in their heart of hearts, in their quiet moments, they knew they could have done more, they should have done more, and they need to do more if the team's going to get back there. So while last year was about being as one and attempting to win, this year is, again, it's about self-belief and sacrificing yourself for the betterment of the team. And again, I think a lot of that goes back to the fact that your best players are your hardest workers. Lugo, Reagans, Waka, Bobby and Salvi, they're the first ones in, the last ones out, the most vocal. It's wild, man. I'm out there watching, you know, Salvi basically run an infield practice the way that, he, 14 years into his professional career, and he's still bouncing around out there like it's his first big league camp. So when you have those guys pacing the way, I have to imagine it's easy to fall in line.
I do think what is really exciting about the Royals is, and you and I have had this conversation a lot over the years, is I think that Dayton and JJ kind of sold you, hey, the future is coming, the future is coming. And you were sitting there looking at the roster, and you're like, well, wait, when? Like, you told me it was going to be in 2022, then it was going to be then. That I do think that last year kind of set an expectation that, I mean, for the first time, I guess probably since 2017, I guess you'd have to go back to it, where like people think that this team can win the division heading into it. People are going to have the expectation that you can win 85, 88 games or so, that it feels good to be able to see all of the hard work, to feel like they're heading in the right direction, and have real expectations of what this team can be as the season is about to begin.
Yeah, and there's no smoke and mirrors. You're not wishing and hoping and praying that Haas and Moose and everybody works and they all come up together and they all love each other. And oh my God, can you believe what happened in 2014 and 2015? Man, you talked about the expectations last season in spring training. Those expectations, at least in my opinion, were not reflective of the homegrown talent. Those expectations were reflective of a fan base that acknowledged its owner went out, that its front office went out and made savvy moves to acquire Reagans, to bring in the Michael Waka, the Seth Lugo, Hunter Renfro got Jonathan India going into this season. You know, it just doesn't, even though 2014, 2015, you know, we tend to forget the Volquez and the James Shields and the Kendrys Morales and the trade for, you know, to bring in an Esky, a Kane, a Wade Davis, the team building that went into that squad. But it does feel different this year. It does feel different under this owner in that JJ still has a very difficult job in Kansas City trying to compete with the likes of New York and L.A. for the ultimate prize. I'm not saying that his job is easy, but it is easier than the job that Dane Moore had working with David Glass, where he did have to, you know, rub some nickels together. John Sherman's competitiveness, his civic pride, and his love for the game, I think, is really coming through and hopefully acknowledged by the fan base.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier here for a couple more minutes. Vern, I have two questions. The first question is, where do you think the Royals have improved the most this offseason?
In the bullpen, I really don't think there's much debate. Honestly, C-Dot, I don't know where else they improved. You know, offensively, yeah, I hope they improve. I'm hoping MJ and Renfro can have a solid 162. I'm hoping that India is that spark plug at the top of the lineup. But can Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi all match what they did last season? Let's hope. Losing Brady Singer, you can't convince me that the rotation's going to be any better, especially when you had two of the top three Cy Young Award voters last season. Can they do that again? Defensively, India in left or India at second base, I think, is a step back, slight step back defensively. You're still great at shortstop. Massey at second base is good, and Kyle Isbell's a stud in center field. But bullpen is the answer. That's where they improved by leaps and bounds. I mean, they might have one of the three best bullpens, five best bullpens in the American League.
Last question here, Vern, and I asked Rob this. I don't know if you heard this topic earlier today. I got this from a podcast. Let's say that your wife says that she wants to go to a Peyton Sip with their girlfriends, at this paint and sip, they're going to be painting a nude man. They're going to be painting a naked man. Would you have a problem if your wife went to this as an activity? She's not going to do anything. She's not. She's just going painting. Rob says that he wouldn't want his wife to go. Where are you at? You're married.
No, I don't think I would mind. No, I have no issue with it. As long as she's not going by herself. Yeah, she's going with friends, then I'm fine with it.
Okay, that is our guy,
but
Josh.
She's going by herself, that's weird.
No, I agree. That would be like, if you're telling me this is a one-on-one paint class, I'm with you. I think that's a little bit awkward. This is me and like six of my girlfriends are going to, have a little charcuterie board, drink a little wine. We're going to paint a little bit. Then we're going to come home, and we're going to be home by 10:30, 11 o'clock. Rob says no in his home, but I was wondering where you are.
I mean, it sounds like a strip club, honestly. It sounds like the female version of a strip club. But I would have no problem with it. I know if the shoe was on the other foot, she certainly would. She would not want me there. I can tell you that right now, boss.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, I appreciate you, man. Have fun and surprise.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today.